You're listening to 3 Mob Radio. Hello there, 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quidirai, and today I've got a very interesting interview. Charlene Mangweni Furusai is known quite widely as an accomplished actress. She's done a lot of great work, and she's currently on a series called Tangled that is on 3K TV. It's in its third season, and she is directing the third season. I had a catch up with her to chat with her about moving into directing, especially directing a whole series, among other things, what she learned from it, if there were any issues that came up, and that sort of thing. So listen to our great chat with Charlene Mangweni Furusai. So first of all, your reaction to then being confirmed that you were going to direct the season.
Oh my gosh. So the first time that I was asked to direct the entire season, I won't lie, I was quite nervous. It's something that I've directed a few pieces before. I've directed music videos, and I've directed a few odd episodes here and there of different things, but an entire season was something, it felt like it was going to be a daunting task. But it's something that I knew I really wanted to do, because I'd already fallen in love with the story from the first time that I picked up the script, from the first time that I read season one, episode one. For me, I realized that this is something that I could believe in. It's a story that I could run with. So when Rain Media asked me to go ahead and direct the third season of Tangled, I was in awe. I was scared. But most importantly, I was excited, because I think there's no growth that comes without a challenge.
Zimbabwe doesn't have much of a history of female directors directing a whole season or something. What do you think this means? What do you think of this moment? Did that dawn on you, or do you just go about doing your work as you do it?
That is so true. There aren't many female directors, especially taking on an entire season of a show, and a primetime show at that. This was a very big deal for me, and I think it's actually a stepping stone for a lot of filmmakers, female filmmakers that are coming up after me. This is something that I think is worth celebrating, and hopefully there'll be more young ladies that are able to stand on my shoulders.
And then going to now the directing itself, how do you balance between directing, the show, and also playing one of the characters, and one of the central characters for that matter, Margaret?
Playing one of the lead characters and directing at the same time, it was interesting, challenging, but fun at the same time. I'd find myself situated in my first position, which is the first point you start from when you're about to get into a scene, whether it's you're sitting on the couch or you're standing or you're at the dining room table, and then calling action. Reason being, I would have a particular vision for the scene. Each scene has a beginning, it has an end, it has where you want it to go. And as the director, that was my key role, to make sure that each and every single department, including cast, which I'm part of, had gotten the actual point of what's supposed to happen in that scene. So I would make sure that I prepare as Margaret and I prepare as director as well. So preparing as Margaret meant getting into my own personal space, getting into Margaret's head and understanding where she's coming from and where she's going to. Preparing as director meant that I need to make sure that all the departments are tying the scene together. So from your set design to wardrobe, to the assistant director, the director of photography being one of the most key aspects of the scene, because he's telling the story through picture, and then you have sound also, making sure that they capture the right things and that the story is told the right way. So it's about compartmentalizing. Honestly, I could say that is the best way I can put it, to separate Margaret from Charlene, the director.
That sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? So how do you deal? I mean, like, I think if I was acting with you and suddenly you're my director, is there a bit of friction there, or is it one of those where people just got on with it? That is, other cast members?
Well, it was a daunting task initially, knowing that I'll be directing people that I've been working with from season one. And these are all age groups, people that have been acting for 2 minutes and others that have been acting for 20 years. And then now I'm coming onto the scene and directing this mixed group of people, and you don't really know what people think of you, because when I go on set as Margaret, I'm there for maybe a couple of a week or two at most, and that's it. I don't really get to interact with each and every single character. But now as director, I have to get into each and every single person's creative headspace. And honestly, that is something that I'm grateful for, that they allowed me into that creative space, because it's actually quite a personal space to allow somebody to come in and tell you, no, do this that way and not this way. So I made sure that I found a way to talk to them and see them as the artists that they are, the same way that I want to be treated. That's the approach that I honestly took. There are certain things that I myself, as the actress, do not want to experience when I'm on set. There are certain things that I know offend me, that I know really do not help my journey or help my work, let me say. And so I tried to be as, I tried to put myself in people's shoes in that regard. And, you know, somebody actually said, It helps when you have somebody who's actually ridden a bicycle being the one who's teaching you how to ride a bicycle. So I got those comments, and people appreciated the fact that they understand that I know where they're coming from as an actor and the type of space that they're in when they're in front of the camera. And when they say, I'm not comfortable doing this or I'm not comfortable doing that, can we instead do this or do that? So my approach was, let's see what you have. Because one of the biggest mistakes that we sometimes make when we go on a set to direct people, if you don't understand what it takes to be an actor, you may make the mistake of not allowing them to shine through. The reason why you hire a particular actor is because they bring something to the table. There's something about their personality that makes their work special. So my approach was, let's see how you interpret this scene. Let's see how you interpret this episode, your story arc from episode 1 to episode 26. Where do you think your character's going? So I would allow the characters, I would allow the actors to explore their characters fully. And then if there's something that I feel, okay, no, take it in this direction or take it up or bring it down, you know, tone it down or make sure that you give us this type of emotion instead of that type of emotion, then it's easier because you know what you're working with. You've already seen what the actor is offering you instead of coming in and telling an actor, be angry. Maybe they don't feel like they need to be angry. So just taking the time to listen to the actors, understanding that these are intelligent creatives who know and understand a story in a particular way. So if we help each other understand the story, it's easier for us to tell it together, collectively.
Very insightful from there. I think it speaks to, Noam Kroll, when you talked about what he learned, some of the things he learned from directing is that you've got to understand the art of acting in order to be able to direct. So I think you having acted helps you to understand what other actors have to do. So finally, of course, the show is available on 3K TV, DSTV channel 293. Are we looking at more, directing roles? Or are you just going to take a break after this one?
Oh, there's definitely a lot more that's coming. Directing has always been my passion. Storytelling has always been one of my passions. And there's no way that you can just tell it from one end. And also having helped my husband in making sure that he brings to life different stories through the camera has given me an appreciation from the technical side. So for me, storytelling is an all-rounder. It's something that I want to carry on doing, whether it's acting or directing or behind the camera or putting things together. it's definitely something you will be seeing more of from me.
So it's an exciting chat there with Charlene Mangweni Furusa. She is now directing the season, or has directed. She talked about it in past tense, didn't she? She directed season 3 of the telenovela that is on 3KTV. 3KTV, one of the new channels on DSTV, channel 293. And it is running every Monday and Wednesday. She's given us some nuggets there. And I think the big takeaway for me, as I say towards the end there, was the fact that she has history in acting, so she understands how to direct because she understands the art of acting. And I'm always a big fan of people who are into their craft in that way. And I hope you saw it came through in her voice that she's really passionate about storytelling and that sort of thing. So yeah, more interviews of this sort, just subscribe to us on any of your podcatchers. 3MOB Radio is available. Just look for us. That is either on Spotify, or you can catch us on Iono.fm, where we're hosting. Shout out to them. Also, so check out Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all those platforms. Just look for 3MOB Radio and you can listen to any exciting interviews, and so many of the exciting interviews that we've got lined up for you as we go. Yeah, so take care of yourself, the people that you love. My name is Larry Quiradai. See you, Luisa Sebenza. Take care of yourself.
This is a 3MOB Radio production. www.3-mob.com